This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Think about the best and worst bosses you've had. Fortunately for a lot of people, it's easier to come up with the negative examples. Sid Finkelstein is a Dartmouth business professor who tries to change that. His latest book is Super Bosses: How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. He looks at what they have in common across very different industries, finance, sports, tech, and others. Managing talent is a pretty common topic in the business world, but he's found some things that are pretty surprising. Sid, welcome back to Marketplace.
Nice to talk to you, Mark.
So there is a lot of discussion on retaining talent, hanging on to great people. So one of the most striking things in your research is the pattern of these super bosses, as you call them, not always keeping the great people in the company. Talented people leave them, but in ways that actually work out well for those bosses and also the employees. Explain what's going on there.
I think if you really think it through, you realize, look, if the world has changed and people are not going to stay for a very long time in most jobs, then the only question is, are you going to be strategic about this? Are you going to look for opportunities to actually benefit by managing the flow of that talent, including leaving the organization? Look at Lorne Michaels, you know, from SNL. Of course, it's been a revolving door of superstar talent, but who's on late-night TV? People like Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, both of whom worked for Lorne Michaels at SNL, and who's the executive producer? Turns out it's Lorne Michaels.
Now, we talk a lot about Marketplace, about the business cases for diversity. What have you learned from the managers you talk to about how to put together a diverse team?
They're all about talent. These super bosses want to have the world's best talent, and that actually increases the odds of having a diverse team. People like Bill Walsh, former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, created the first development program for African-American assistant coaches. And why did he do that? Of course, he cared about the value of diversity, but he also saw an untapped talent pool. And that was a talent pool that was long overdue in becoming head coach in the NFL. You have somebody else like Jay Shiad from Shiad Day in the advertising industry, and everyone knows Mad Men and what that looked like. There weren't that many women that were running advertising agencies. Jay Shiad said, women are a huge untapped opportunity and market for us. Why wouldn't we try to attract and create opportunities for women? And that's what he did.
And you've talked to people that are basically at the tops of their fields in a lot of different industries, but what advice do you have for people that are, you know, not necessarily running a company, running their own business, but trying to put together a diverse team and trying to, you know, find people in unusual places? How do you do that just at the typical management level, not necessarily at the top?
What super bosses are they're big talent spotters. And who can't do that? Wherever you're going, you're at a restaurant, you're meeting people at a party, have your antenna up for potentially great talent. And then you gotta have a bit of a leap of faith. And that leap of faith means don't just rely on the job description. If you find a great person, create the opportunity for her or for him, and that's what super bosses will do. Anyone could do what I just described. It's not really rocket science when you get right down to it.
Okay, the book is Super Bosses. Sid Finkelstein, thanks very much.
Thank you.